But it's rather late, I would imagine, for people who had to organise all of these events. And, of course, then we had the debacle of all of the people coming over from Italy in the photograph in the newspapers of 16, albeit good health, probably good healthy Italians, but albeit from the north of Italy, sitting outside a pub in Dublin and enjoying themselves. And then the next day we have Italy, the Italian government, taking their decisions to take more extreme measures, actually confining people in northern Italy, 16 million of them, confining them to stay where they are. So, the reason I'm saying that is, of course, they can come in and fly in from other areas. They can fly, if we barred them from coming from Italy, they could also fly to London and fly to Paris and then fly into the Republic of Ireland. Of course, that can happen. But at least it would have been shown that they were actually doing something. And as the government and Taoiseach continues to say, we are leaving it up to those people and taking advice from the HSE. And the HSE have said, you must listen to us. But it's just that the same mantra is going on just day after day after day, and then suddenly we're making these decisions. And in my opinion, it is albeit a little bit too late. If it's only a 10%, 15%, 20%, it is that little bit too late. We were never going to stop community spread of this here. It's now in a situation where we have community spread, and I would think that will be much more rampant, and the figures will become higher and higher as the week goes on.